Today, we are reflecting on John chapter 2, the moment when Jesus performed his very first miracle at a wedding in Cana. At first glance, this miracle may seem simple. The wine runs out. Mary informs Jesus. He responds by saying that his time has not yet come. Yet despite that statement, Mary turns to the servants and says something powerful. "Whatever he tells you, do it." Those words are simple, but they carry deep spiritual meaning. The servants did not debate. They did not question the logic of the instruction. They simply obeyed. Jesus told them to fill the jars with water, and they filled them to the brim. Then he instructed them to draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. And somewhere between obedience and action, the miracle happened. The water became wine. What stands out in this reflection on John 2 is that obedience preceded the miracle. The servants participated in what God was about to do. They carried the water. They filled the jars. They followed the instructions. The miracle was supernatural, but their obedience was practical. And that pattern continues throughout Scripture. When Jesus healed the blind man, he gave instructions. When he healed the 10 lepers, he told them to go show themselves to the priests. When he fed the 5,000, the disciples had to distribute the bread and fish. Again and again, obedience created the space where miracles unfolded. This teaches us something important. God often invites us to participate in what he is doing. He does not need our help, but he allows our obedience to become part of the process. So how do we participate today? We participate through consistent prayer. Prayer aligns our hearts with God's will. It quiets the noise of our thoughts and helps us discern his voice. Through prayer, we position ourselves to hear clearly so that when instruction comes, we recognize it. We also participate through studying the word. Romans 10 verse 17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we immerse ourselves in Scripture, ignorance is replaced with understanding. When we study Scripture, confusion is replaced with understanding and direction. The word becomes light in moments of uncertainty. Psalm 119 verse 105 reminds us that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. That means we do not walk blindly. We walk guided. The word is not only guidance. It is also a weapon. Luke 10 verse 19 reminds believers that authority has been given to them in Christ. When fear, anxiety, doubt, or discouragement attempt to overwhelm us, we are not powerless. We speak truth. We declare what God has said. We anchor ourselves in promises rather than emotions. And finally, we build faith intentionally. Hebrews 11 verse 6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is not automatic. It is cultivated. It grows through time in Scripture, through prayer, through remembering God's faithfulness in the past. John 2 reminds us that miracles are not always dramatic displays. Sometimes they begin quietly, with a simple act of obedience. Filling jars with water may not have seemed significant at the time, but it was the step that positioned everyone present to witness the glory of God. Maybe in your life right now, the instruction feels small. Maybe it feels ordinary. Maybe it feels inconvenient. But this reflection on John 2 reminds us of Mary's words. Whatever he tells you, do it. Obedience may feel simple, but it is powerful. It prepares the ground for God to move. It aligns our hearts with his purpose. And it allows us to witness his faithfulness in ways we could never manufacture ourselves. Today, ask yourself, is there something God has already instructed me to do? And then take the next step. Because sometimes the miracle begins with filling the jars.